At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh. Hey, buddy.
And oh boy, are we seeing a fun game. Tampa Bay 28, Cowboys 26 as the third quarter comes to a close. But for a better kicking night by Greg Zuerlein, hey, Dallas is going to the fourth quarter with the lead in this game. But it is still anyone's contest right now. As we're going to the fourth quarter, it's been a big night for Dak Prescott. It's been a huge night for Tom Brady. But let me just say, this is kind of how I outlined it, Mike Harmon. I told you last night, everybody's, oh, Tampa Bay is going to kill Dallas. It's going to be a jet. Week one is always ugly. There's always things that happen because we haven't had a preseason and teams haven't played. You don't know what one team's going to be like defensively. You don't know. But if the Cowboys come out throwing the football, and this is what they have to do. Don't try to establish Ezekiel Elliott and say, okay, we're going to get Dak Prescott back comfortable playing. No. He's good throw. You're paying him all that money. He's healthy enough. Get out there and throw the football. And clearly the Cowboys listen to the show because Dak Prescott right now, 35 out of 47, 331 yards passing, 3 touchdowns and a pick. And look at where they are. They're in this going to the fourth quarter. It's a toss-up game because the Cowboys came out aggressively trying to throw the football, and it's not let's keep giving the ball to Ezekiel Elliott, who's had one decent run tonight, and that's it. They are saying, as Dak Prescott goes, so go the Cowboys. And I'll tell you what, this is going to be a glimpse of what the Cowboys are going to be this year. They're not going to rely on Ezekiel Elliott. He's not the guy. They're paying Dak. They are Dak Prescott-driven, and fantasy owners with Ezekiel Elliott are going to be really pissed because it's another game where he's got 11 carries for 33 yards, and all I got to do is hope he gets a touchdown at some point. His importance in the offense is just diminishing by the second, because once they decided to pay Dak Prescott, you knew that's what they were going to do, right? They have three good wide receivers they can throw the football to. They can still keep in their lineup. Dak is doing that now, and they are chewing up yards, not running the football, and here they are going toe-to-toe with the champs, and usually the Super Bowl champs never lose a game opening night when they play that first game of the year, but the Cowboys are doing exactly what I said they should do, so I should really be the Cowboys offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions about you know, the way this is, not to you, just to the universe in general, as to are they done with the Ravens in terms of injuries, because it's been one injury after the next for the secondary and back seven of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so you do have a little bit of a softer coverage. And look, you go out and you play who's up there, next man up, all of that. But certainly the Buccaneers offensively getting it done efficiently, 37 plays. You look at the scoring, 14 minutes of possession. On the other side, Dallas, 63 plays thus far, 30 minutes of possession. That was obviously heading into that last, the start of this current possession for the Buccaneers. Just incredible. Quick, get the ball out, good time release. But I got the question I ask is, all right, now they got to prove to me that Dak actually had an injured shoulder.
Okay.
Now that he's thrown the ball 97 times through three quarters.
Told you, if he's okay to play, he's okay to play. Let him throw. This is what you're paying him for. You get out there and throw the football, because I had to sell one, and now I only have 47 houses across the world. Now I had to sell one to pay you, Dak. It was a nice one too, Roman columns. It was terrific. Oh, big bath in the back. But I had to sell that to pay you. So now I only have 47 houses. So I need you to go out and throw the football about 60 times in the first game.
That's kind of where we're at, because he's on pace to have his arm go flying into the third deck. Happy souvenir for a youngster before it's all said and done. Because you paid Zeke, too. That's the other thing, though.
Yeah, but you paid him 2 years ago.
You paid him when you didn't need to, and now you don't even use him.
That's 2 years ago. I don't need that money anymore.
Remember when we stalked him and tried to lure him to come back? Please. Remember they had a guy follow him to Mexico and going and finding him? Please come back. Singing, baby, come back.
Right now, Jerry Jones on the phone going, yeah, Harbaugh. Oh, this is the wrong one. Oh, well, good luck. Who do you play this week? Oh, okay. Well, good luck in the Big Ten. When do you play Ohio State? You got your brother's number? Okay, great. Thanks. Hey, it's Jerry. Listen, I saw you had that bad luck with the running backs, but hey, Zeke is eminently available. Let's just give us, you know, one or two of your really good defensive starters, and hey, you can have Zeke, and he can run the football for you. Just let me know. Call me back. Hit me back. It's Jerry. Bye. Click.
No, I appreciate that. That was really well done. Jerry Jones obviously having himself a night. Now he just needs to see if Zuerlein's going to be right going forward, because if this one does slip away, he's going to be pissed. We did get a text from someone with their fantasy squad right now because of his gross ineffectiveness. Greg Zuerlein has negative 61 points for his team.
Wow, that's a lot of
negative
points.
That is punitive, man. I got to wonder what the final score of those games are, though.
Oh, minus 61. No, that's terrible. Usually the Jets are responsible for something like that.
Yeah, no, that's next level stuff. I want to look, I've seen leagues that have been, how should we say, set up wrong. This one seems just crazy.
But seriously, I called your brother. He said you'd probably do that trade. So you need Zeke, and we listen. I like the Pollard kid, so we're all right. Just
call me back. We can make this deal happen, right? No, we don't need him anymore. That's all right. And yeah, well, you'd have to pay him in real money because I pay him in Jerry bucks.
Well, remember, Tony Pollard was RB1 for much of last year. He was the far more effective back.
I mean, you are paying Ezekiel Elliott. You know, luckily they have the out after next year because, man, this is going to be a contract that you can't get out of it. Your dead cap money for this year and next year for Zeke is like $30 million. So you're out after 2023. That's absolutely going to happen. It's just going to be Cowboys fans are going to watch this team for the next, you know, year and a half and go, or 2 years ago, we don't need this guy. We don't need this guy. We don't need him. We don't need him. But no one's going to take him because it's too much money. And then he's going to hit free agency, still at 27 years old. Okay, you can still get a decent contract there. Not nearly what you got signing your deal a couple of years ago. But, I mean, right now it's going to be 2 years of Cowboys fans going, he's a guy we don't need. He's a guy we don't need, and we're paying him. I can't believe we're paying him. I can't believe we're doing it.
Yeah, there's a psychological thing going on there. Likewise, the Buccaneers wide receivers have suddenly lost the ability to catch the football. Back-to-back plays, Evans and Godwin. This one would have set the Buccaneers up at the 10. Instead, it's fourth down. See? It's just a strange convergence of events, man. Weird night. But it's football.
But it's football, and now Dak is getting the football back. With a chance to take the lead, Dak and his 331 yards passing and three touchdowns, Dak for MVP. Look, let's just dial it back for a second. Okay, here's the thing. Why did I say that Dak Prescott's my choice for MVP? In the NFL, it's different than other sports, right? If you have the best year in Major League Baseball, everybody just looks back at the end of the year and go, who had the best year on the best team? There's my vote right there. That's kind of how it is, right? In the NBA, okay, what superstar is having a big, big year? But we kind of wade through the season before we make a vote. In the NFL, you grab that MVP storyline early. If you remember last year, it was week two and it was Russell Wilson has to be the NFL MVP. Oh my God, it's 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks. Stop with Russell Wilson being the MVP, and the guy still hasn't gotten MVP.
You're only through three quarters, and you've already canonized Dak Prescott.
Hey,
got a T-shirt printed and everything.
Hey, don't hate the player. Hate the game, man. This is how the game goes. The game is the game, right?
If I don't even know what you're trying to do there.
I'm giving you wire quotes. The game is the game. Rest in peace, Michael.
I just thought you sounded kind of silly, but that's just me.
But, man, got to have a code. But you grab the momentum early in the NFL. And clearly after tonight, look, and I'll be the first person to tell you, I told you Dak Prescott's my choice for MVP because I know how the cycle of news is going to be if he plays well. And he's got the storyline coming in. Here's the Dallas Cowboys, right? Biggest franchise in the National Football League. Here's the quarterback who just got paid. Here he is coming back from injury. There is an incredible desire to see how he plays and how well he plays. So if he does play well, guess what? It's going to be all Dak all the time, right? If Dak Prescott was the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, no one would care. Right? I mean, really, no one would care. People barely care about Sam Darnold, who's going to throw four picks on Sunday. So, you know, people don't care about it. But Dak Prescott, and suddenly he's going to gather up so much attention, so much story by writers, by talking heads on TV, by people like you and I on the radio. I can see how it's going to go. And I can see that after tonight, boy, hey, Brady was great, but wow, look at Dak, right? The Buccaneers could win this game. Brady could throw two more touchdowns. It would be, hey, Brady was great, but wow, look at Dak.
Well, especially because he's got the miracle cure of whatever ailed his shoulder.
Exactly. So, but we've seen Brady play well. I mean, no one wants to give Brady another MVP, but do they want to give Dak the MVP? There is a big time contingent out there in the media, in fans who want to see Dak Prescott do well and be rewarded for it and win the MVP because he plays quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys he's one of the guys that stirs the drink in the National Football League. And the more he plays well, and I knew he'd come out and be someone that the Dallas Cowboys relied on. And all you have to do is stay in contention if you're the Cowboys, right? If you stink and you're the Cowboys, well, then Dak's got to do something
unbeknownst to mankind as a quarterback to win the MVP, right? If the Cowboys are 500 and they stink, then he's got to break the all-time touchdown record, right? He's got to throw for 6,000, 7,000 yards. You know, you got to throw for that type of deal. You got to throw for 6,000 yards. And clearly, look, you're not going to do any of that. But as long as the Cowboys are okay, and they'll be okay because they play in a bad division, he will stay top of mind. He will be at the top of every conversation that will go. I see this. I know this because I've worked in the media, in television and radio, and on the internet for the past 20 years. I know how things go. And this is how it goes for Dak Prescott. 330 and three touchdowns with an entire quarter to go. And let's just say he throws another touchdown and the Cowboys win. Forget it. Give him the MVP now, because I know that's what's going to happen. And you see tomorrow on TV and everywhere you look, oh, look at all the Dak for MVP conversations that happen. I will just sit back and say, you're welcome.
Look, Skip's already pacing around like a cat, right? He's got monologues. He's got stuff ready. He's deciding what shoes he's wearing, which of his Dak jerseys over at FS1 he's going to have at the ready in the morning. There's no question about it. And it's been a fantastic game plan. Right? Quick passes, get it out, let these receivers make some plays along the edges. Gallup was big for them early in this game, and then it became CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper just putting up big catch after big catch. And now it's, can you get some pressure up front? You know, because there's no run game. You haven't bothered to try to establish it. I don't know if the game plan was, look, we know this is going to be a high-scoring affair. Our offensive line's banged up, so we need to adjust as best we can, and maybe Zeke is a bigger factor against another team. Because the other thing, the Buccaneers last year, right, they averaged, gave up, what, 80 yards a game, 10 total touchdowns on the ground for the year. So not exactly a defense that you were going to be able to have great success on. And then you have a couple of injuries in the secondary that make your eyes get a little bit wider as a play caller. So certainly you're going to take advantage of that when you've got CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper at the ready. And that's what they've done. So a fantastic game thus far by Dak. And yeah, because of the Cowboy brand, because of the number of jersey sales and the interest globally, he'll go right to the top. Kind of like those little Heisman lists after 1 week. Let's go. Who's on our medal stand? Because it doesn't need to go to week two this year. No, no, no. Dak's having a big game. Dak with the zipper ankle, we didn't know what was going to happen. Zach Martin's not there. And then this shoulder injury that we had no real details on, that all of a sudden he's able to show up and throw the ball 60-some-odd times. Yeah, it's easy to start getting on that bandwagon. Until Josh Allen starts slinging.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. As good as Josh Allen is, he is not the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And that's the
Bills Mafia, that's baby. Because they will come and wreck you if you don't
body slam anybody you want to onto a folding table. It's not going to change.
They'll be
fact.
Taking all those writers if they show up to town going, let's go. It's a ladder match. It's a table match. Let's get it on.
But I'm telling you, I see how I know how things go. And this is why Dak Prescott MVP. That's why I picked him, because that's how it's going to go.
You're really just downplaying any mention at the secondary dropping like flies.
Doesn't matter.
Hey,
doesn't
he's
matter.
Carving them up. It's
people
like,
aren't
there's
care.
Like secondary
no one's
dudes.
Gonna care.
No, and that's
no
fine, but we're having the show right now where we're
yes,
watching it in front of us, which means those details matter in the moment.
You're pounding the like you're
I
not
am.
Willing. What are like I wanna win. I wanna win now. If you wanna
that's
crown
right.
him, then crown okay.
Crown him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Hi, Fox Sports Radio, your super sounds of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. I'm Jason Smith. Alongside me, Mike Harmon. We're Desperate Jason and Mike in the Morning here on Fox Sports Radio. How are you, Mike?
Just remember, it's Desperate Jason and Mike. Just make use a transitive property on that.
That's what it is in the morning, you know. It's Desperate Dan here in the morning. I'm telling you everything you know. Right now, in the National Football League, yes, we are here. It is exciting. It is happening. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers lead the Cowboys 28-26, about 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It looks like, yes, and it's official. The Bucs get a first down on a big 3rd-and-1, and so now they have the football inside the Cowboy 15-yard line, up by 2. Again, just under 6 minutes left to play. The Cowboys were pinned deep in their own end, and 3 incomplete passes by Dak Prescott. Cowboys had to punt. Buccaneers now driving. It has been a big night from Tom Brady.
Wow.
What? Are you ahead of me?
I am evidently like 5 seconds ahead of you.
You're ahead of me.
Yeah.
Tom Brady. Oh, he fumbled.
Yeah. And I didn't even do it live. I waited thinking you'd catch up. It's like, he's going to get there, right? He's going to get there. Okay. Like, yeah, there you are. He got it. Yeah, he fumbles into the end zone.
4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, he fumbled. Oh. That was great. I mean, not if you're a Buccaneers fan. But boy, that was great. So, as I said, it was looked like it was going to be a Tampa Bay, at least a field goal. A touchdown would have probably won the game.
And covered.
For them.
For but, people
yes,
that got
exactly.
in early.
And my dad was telling. My dad actually texted before the game, hey, what's the spread on the game tonight? I go, what are you suddenly going to bet your retirement money? You're going to start gambling?
Well, it depends on when you got in, too. Because it was 7.5, and it went all the way. I saw it as high as 9.5 earlier today. So,
Brady throws a short pass in the flat to Godwin, right? Everything was going the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' way. In fact, if you looked, I'm sure it would say percentage chance to win Buccaneers 99.6%.
Because
they had the ball first down inside the 15. Brady throws a pass to Godwin out in the flat, and Godwin makes a couple of nice spin moves, gets inside the 5, but the ball gets knocked out from behind. The Cowboys recover, and they have the ball just inside their own 20-yard line right now with under 5 minutes left to go, and they are down 28-26. Now, here's the thing, and what people need to remember about this game, because remember, I was the one that told you last night, hey, Cowboys can win this game, right? Just don't start thinking something, oh, Cowboys can't win. Look where we are. The Dallas Cowboys are one missed extra point and a missed 31-yard field goal away from trying to salt the game away running the ball instead of trying to get down the field for a game-winning score. Right? That's the margin of lead that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have right now because the Cowboys miss an extra point and a 31-yard field goal.
Well, and this guy just fumbled going into the end zone.
Yes, true. But,
and they fumbled after missed field goal that led to an easy short field. So,
but that's a great that's a good play by the Cowboys. It's not like Chris Godwin was running and he turned around to dance and he lost the ball. I mean, no, the Cowboys made a play getting the ball out of his hands to recover it. This is, you're talking about, you can't miss a 31-yard field goal.
Well, when you're coming from a bacchiotomy and you haven't practiced and you weren't there all training camp and they decide to still run you out there, yes, you can.
Can't do it. No, you can't miss a 31-yard field goal. You can't. There's no quicker way to get to miss a 31-yard field goal. No, I know that physically, yes, you can, and we saw it, you jerk. You know what I'm saying? You can't miss it and expect to be around in the NFL.
Well, that's a whole other part to it, but you know what? They're playing the game tonight.
You know what I'm saying, you jerk. You know what I'm saying, what I mean by that. I just see it. Yes, you can.
I just watched
just
it.
Saw it.
And then I watched him. And then I watched him hit the upright on an extra point. This is one of those, Zuerlein will be okay. Sure you want to go with a guy that hasn't been available to you the entire training camp coming off of back surgery?
Boy, I'll tell you.
Bad job by you, okay? There's plenty of guys. You may not like them, and some of the names may be of, you know, ghosts of fantasy seasons and games past, but there are plenty of able-bodied kickers out there at the ready, phone call, take their test, and show up at your facilities if you're not quite sure that Zuerlein's ready to go.
And it looked like the Cowboys just got a huge break. It was second and long. Cowboys throw an incomplete pass, but the Bucs get called for offside. Cowboys then have a 3rd and 1, which they convert, and now they are still driving. But it looked like the right guard moved, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers then moved in response, and somehow offside was called. I mean, clearly, you saw the lineman take a step back before the snap.
Wow.
The Bucs were all pointing, and what do? That's when you jump, because you're like, okay, we want to get the penalty. And somehow, the officials missed it, and it was a real fortuitous call for the Cowboys, who now have the football still driving with just under 3 minutes left to go. Wow.
Well, I think it was one of those famous neutral zone infractions. No contact, but caused the offensive lineman to react. But as a group, they did, as you said, a really good acting job of, okay, he was in the neutral zone, right? All right, now move. So... yes, they get the call and move forward. I will have a note that they did call a first down running play.
They did.
To Ezekiel Elliott. All
that'll be the last running play they call. That will be the last running play the Cowboys call.
I saw Bursch throw something at Tyshirt. It was bad. He was angry. It got weird.
Look, a couple of weird things, right? First things first. With the Ezekiel Elliott situation, right? I've been saying that, look, for the next 2 years, the Cowboys are going to look back at this and go, we're paying Ezekiel all this money and we don't need him. We don't give him the football and all we do is throw. And it's going to be really frustrating because you can't get rid of him because he counts $30 million in dead cap money and no one's going to take that contract. He's just not going to get the football. And all the response in my timeline, like, oh, are you crazy? You're reacting after only you know, 3 quarters of football. All these, Ezekiel's going to be fine. Let me just say this. No matter what happens, the Dallas Cowboys ain't paying Dak Prescott to hand off the football. That's not happening. They're not going to give the ball to Ezekiel Elliott 25 times a game anymore. That's not happening. He's going to throw the ball 50 times more than the number of times Ezekiel Elliott carries the ball 20 times in a game, because they're paying Dak that kind of cash. They are clearly Dak Prescott driven, and it's going to be a very difficult next 2 years of we're paying a guy who's a luxury, and he's not like really the same running back anymore. So, all right, but boy, it's going to be frustrating for the Cowboys, I'll tell you.
Well, you're looking at having a great receiving core, right? When you're talking about CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper off the jump, then you add Jarwin's back off injury, a guy that they were expecting to take a big leap last year and unfortunately missed a good chunk. Well, he's back. And now you have Michael Gallup, who's one of the more frustrating wide receivers in the game, right? Where it looks like he's getting it, getting consistent, Dak and he getting a rapport, and then he falls out of favor very quickly or makes a drop or has a lapse in his route running that all of a sudden causes a problem. So, yes, you have plenty of options. And like you said, you just paid Dak Prescott an awful lot of money after those years of everybody saying, well, you got to pay him. Now you're paying him much more than you would have. It's like, all right, the market moved and you wanted him to prove himself. Next. And the cap's going to go up a ton next year. Next, move on. So, yeah, Ezekiel Elliott, and you have Tony Pollard, who you could argue in situational football is more valuable to you than Zeke is in his current state. So, yeah, it gets a little odd. It gets a little odd. And I know people want to see it's like Saquon Barkley on Sunday. I don't know what I'm getting. They won't even commit to whether he's really hurt or not.
Oh, he may only carry the ball 10 or 12 times.
But you know what I mean? Like, everybody like, oh, he's going to be back. And I don't know. Likewise, Zeke, I don't know what he can be, because I don't know that we're going to see it the way this is currently structured. Until that offensive line and that front five is back fully intact, then maybe you change it. And yes, you're not against the Buccaneers. Maybe you're against, you know, some of these other squads, maybe in division, not the Washington football team, but teams where the run defense isn't as stout, where you change it up and not expecting a shootout, but you are built to go downfield. So you would be, well, foolish. I mean, you've got the personnel. That's what you built. Go use it.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Now, the other thing to talk about really quick, because I mentioned this, is that today in Major League Baseball, you know, a bunch of afternoon games, you know, being getaway day, and the Dodgers lose to the Cardinals 2-1. The Dodgers rested a couple of starters. I don't know that I would have rested Corey Seager and Will Smith in the same game when you have to win as many games as you can in the next couple of weeks to avoid being in the wild card play-in game. But the Dodgers lose. They're now three games back of the San Francisco Giants. And the thing coming off this game is I understand wanting to be behind and believing in Cody Bellinger, right? He's a 2019 NL MVP. He is absolutely lost. And he's hitting 160, and it's September 9th. I get wanting a guy to succeed, but this is not the middle of June. This is not even the middle of July. You were talking about the middle of September when you want to make sure, hey, we don't want to be in that play-in game where we could play one game and go home. And Cody Bellinger is still playing, and he's hitting 160, and he's not even coming close. Swings, there's a huge hole in his swing. There's some pitches he's just not going to get to, but still the Dodgers are throwing him out there. And I get that he wouldn't be playing if A.J. Pollock was healthy, but virtually anybody is better at this point than Bellinger. All right, you can't have a guy hitting 160 in the middle of your lineup for a September run. I don't care who he is. He's hitting 160. All right, like I said, it's the middle of September. You can't do this. He's not going to get it. Now, maybe he can figure it out in the offseason, or you get to the playoffs, but having him in the lineup does not help you. He's an automatic out. And he's gone through this before where he has had just horrendous slumps. He's a big, streaky hitter, but this is like a season long. You are really lost at the plate. Whatever he's doing isn't working, and so I don't know why he's playing. I really don't. The Dodgers have to make a couple of big, difficult decisions over the course of the next couple of weeks, who to play and who not to play and who's having big seasons, who isn't. And Bellinger's a guy, I'm sorry, but you got to come off the bench and you got to maybe pinch hit and come in for defense in the last couple of innings because he's still playing a pretty good defensive outfield. You need something else and somebody else in the lineup. Because if you have somebody in the lineup hitting 250, right? It's a guy that's hitting 90 points higher. Even if you're just hitting 250, it's 90 points higher. Dodgers have to make that move.
Yeah, it's tough, right? Swallowing the pride, and you've got the belief, and you've seen it. You've seen him at his heights that you think suddenly he's going to break out. And you had that power surge, right? There was about a week where he hit four home runs. Like, all right, it's not he's not hitting consistently, right, because they're just one for fours or whatever. But that's still at least getting to some decent wood on the ball. But that's it. Like, that came and went very quickly. And as you pointed out, you know, we're getting to the point where it's viral videos every day of look how far off the ball he is. Mm. Right? This is really it's the sports psychologist, it's the swing doctors, whatever you need to go figure out in the offseason. You're in the middle of a chase to try to repeat as World Series champions, and you're in a fight for your division. Right? You're trying to chase the still enigmatic San Francisco Giants for your division lead. But you've got a guy who just wishing and hoping that he's suddenly going to turn back the clock. You just can't do it. And I know Dave Roberts is a loyal guy, almost to a fault at times. And I could see Bursch looking at me like, yeah, yeah. And he hates me right now because I'm saying the truth. But it's the reality of you got a guy who right now is lost at the plate and he's not helping you, which means go to one of the other guys on this salaried squad and make a change. You got a couple of weeks to try to figure this out, and maybe somewhere along the way there's an important at bat and an opportunity for him to write it, but right now isn't it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I heard you screaming the entirety of the commercial break. How does this keep happening?
Just for a second. How freaking unbelievable is this game?
Okay? Oh, it's everything you could want.
This is amazing. I mean, just for appreciate what we are seeing tonight, not one of those 10-3 opening night games or anything else.
You stop mocking the Bears. Second night in a row you brought that up, you dirty, rotten, no good.
But right now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are almost a virtual certainty to win this game as they are inside the red zone of the Dallas Cowboys after Chris Godwin redeems himself for that fumble by pushing off the Cowboys defensive back, catching a pass, going out of bounds, and now it is just a 2nd and 10 with 14 seconds left. All Tampa Bay does is need to kick a gimme field goal, but clearly that is a huge penalty that should have been called on Godwin that was not, and as a result,
hey, in your estimation, I saw a guy who was kind of falling and stumbling, and they said, hey, no foul.
I saw Chris Godwin pushing the defensive back completely away from him, who fell back, and there was
fighting and oh, spinning around. Goodness. What do you want?
So right now, all Brady is doing is snapping the football and throwing it out of bounds because they have no timeouts left and there's 10 seconds left to go. It is a 3rd and 10 for Tampa Bay. I assume Brady will throw this out of bounds again as it is a gimme field goal for the Bucs. They have the ball on the Cowboys' 18-yard line. And if they throw the ball in the field to play, I'd be stunned. And again, Brady does what I thought he would do. He throws the ball out of bounds. So now here's coming what's going to be the game-winning field goal from the Bucs. 7 seconds left to go. Sukup on the field. He is 10 out of 14 on lead-changing field goal attempts in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter or overtime. This stat brought to you by NBC Sports.
Nicely done. That was well read, mm-hmm. well executed by you. The mm-hmm. excellence of execution. Look, they don't have to be pretty. Succeed and proceed. A nice moral victory for your would-be MVP, Dak Prescott.
And the kick is up, and it is good. Still 2 seconds left on the clock. The Bucs do what everybody thought they would do. They go down the final 90 seconds. They get the field goal, 31-29. Tampa Bay with the lead. There's going to be a crazy kickoff. I would put Dak back there, give him the ball, let him try to do something. Maybe
he's been pretty spry on that ankle. I gotta say,
yes, he's got a Bucky Barnes arm apparently that I'll throw the football
no,
60
just
times.
It
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
This is everything you could want, though.
Oh, right,
we
is.
Talked
it
about the arrival of the college football season, some of the big games that got you fired up. This one, you want to talk about living up to the hype. All the excitement. One of 272. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Two big things to remember from this game. Number one is the Cowboys are still a missed 31-yard field goal and a missed extra point from having the lead in this and having the end of this game come down a little bit differently. The second thing is Cowboys may be better than everybody thought they'd be.
Week one, baby. Right? Overreactions.
Doesn't matter.
You bring it up all the time. I'm throwing it back at your face, Smith.
Yeah,
take that.
I'll have Dak throw the ball back at your face 60 times.
That's
he's going to throw the football 60 times
That's
a
fantastic.
Game.
That's fantastic.
Every game the
Tell
rest
me
of
what,
the season.
Guarantee me that half my starting secondary is going to fall to injury every time, too.
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I care.
It's Dak's
it's
world.
It's not box score radio here. That's for
it
other
is,
people to do.
It is when Harmon is fading away. Something happened. Harmon's fading out.
Took me out.
Fading away. More on this game. We got Jay Glazer coming up next. Keep it here, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.